Okay, y'all remember that girl I told y'all I was creeping with, sleeping with? She says she 3 months pregnant, and she keeping. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all, yo. I'm fucking with y'all. I'm fucking with y'all. I hope y'all having a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, I was listening to fucking Usher today, dog. Shit happens. It's a damn great artist. If y'all don't like Usher, I don't know what's the problem with y'all. Plus, he was on that Summer Walker album, which. That album was a little under of what I expected it to be. For all y'all Summer Walker fans out there, which I really like the girl's music. I really like it. I think it's really good music. She's not my favorite R&B artist, but she's a damn good one. For all y'all out there, let's be frank here. That album is not as good as the other album. I'm just being real here. We being real today. That album is just not as good as the other one. And it's okay. It's okay. But y'all not gonna sit here and tell me that it is. Because that's out of pocket. That's completely out of pocket. But it's an okay album. It's 2 a.m. in New Orleans right now, yo. And it's a smooth 2 a.m. It's a smooth 2 a.m. But nah. Let me give y'all a status update on the girl. All right, so I did it, right? I went there. I put it out on the table. She rejected me, dog. Yup, shit happens, bro. She told me she was seeing somebody. But here's the fucking kicker, though. Here's the kicker. Because she said some of y'all may not listen to it, be like, oh, she's talking to somebody. She ain't just reject you and shit like that. But the real thing before it, right? A friend of mine asked her if she was dating anybody and shit like that. She told my friend she was single. So now fast forward then, like what, a couple days later, a week later. And she says, oh, after I lay everything out there, I'm seeing somebody. You know what I'm saying? That was the easy letdown. You know? That's not bad. That was a she let me down easy. She probably didn't want to hurt my feelings and shit like that. Hey, I support that. Y'all girls probably have so many guys shooting at y'all that y'all probably be like, fuck, I don't want to be a bitch to him and all that. He seems nice and he seems kind of quirky and all that. And whatever, I don't want to kill the nigga confidence. So you'd be like, no, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend, but you're very nice and sweet though. And then there it is, right? But that's what she told me, right? So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I walked out. What I should have did, because I'm about to tell y'all what happened after, what I should have did in that moment. I should, when you reject it, you just be like, oh fuck, I just need to get away, right? So what I should have did, I should have been like, okay, well, can we be cool? Can we be friends and shit like that? But I didn't. I didn't. Not in that moment. I didn't. I was just thinking about getting the fuck away. So fast forward to last night. So I'm working, right? I'm working. I'm talking to my friend that asked the girl if she was single. We're walking, we're talking, you know, around the workplace, and she purposely, like, she's working and she purposely goes out her way to avoid us. I was like, oh shit, this is real. I was like, yo, did she just avoid us? She started breaking down laughing and was like, yo, she did. That's fucking crazy. Alright. So I'm like, okay. This ain't that bad. I'm like, this should not be awkward. It should be more awkward for me to be seeing somebody that rejected me. You know what I'm saying? It should be more awkward for me, not for her. Like, I'm the one that got, you know, let down and shit like that. So it definitely should be more horrible for me. But I'm okay. So this shouldn't be a problem. Like, I'm not acting weird. I'm not, like, avoiding anybody. So this shouldn't be an issue. But then, an hour later, I just wanted to test the theory. I just wanted to be like, nah, no way. She's not. I'm like, we're old now. Not old, but maturity has kicked in here. We can work together and you not feel like, oh, I gotta avoid this nigga because I told him no and shit like that. So we literally pass right next to each other, like 5 feet apart. And I say, hey, what's up? And she acts like she doesn't even hear me. She doesn't even hear me and keeps fucking walking and doing her shit. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, is this how this is gonna be now? I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. I'm like, I just made this. So this could be a problem for shit at the workplace, people. I see why they say don't shit where you eat, because this could be an issue. Because this, it could be weird. Because she's making it weird. I'm not making this shit weird. Or maybe I'm just putting too much thought into it. Maybe I thought, I should have said in that moment that, oh, we should be friends then. It's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I should have said that in that moment. It'll probably save the headache later on. So, my brother made a good point. And I'm not going to stay on this too long. Right? I'm not going to stay on this too long. But then my brother made a good point. When I was like, yo, man. I was like, bro, she was acting weird. Like, I was like, you would think I would be the person kind of putting my head down, avoiding her. But I'm the one who got rejected in this situation. She should be fine. So he's like, wait. This is how he's telling. He's like, wait. You had the girl that asked her if she was single right there. I was like, yeah, she was walking with me. He's like, nigga, she could have realized that she told the girl she was single and that the girl probably told you that she was single and that now she realized that she lied to you and she can't look you in the eyes because she didn't even know you and she lied to you on some stupid shit instead of just being like, yo, I don't think that we should talk. I'm not at a place or whatever like that. Instead of saying that, she lied and she realized that your friend told her, probably told you, that's what she said. I was like, oh, nigga, you probably right. That's when the shit just came. I'm like, yeah, you probably right, my nigga. I ain't even think at it from that point. And usually I'm good at shit like that, but I ain't even think at it like that. And he was like, yeah, that's what probably happened. That's probably why she avoiding you like that. I was like, oh. Damn, well, this is gonna be weird for the foreseeable fucking future. Hopefully it doesn't start affecting shit. Let's just hope everything goes back to being copacetic. Alright, back to business. I hope y'all having a great day and all that. I hope y'all having a beautiful time. A lot of music came out that I fuck with. I was, like, if you go back to last year, I wasn't really on the baby shit like that. I wasn't, like, not Lil Baby. I was fucking with Lil Baby, but the baby I, like, barely knew. I heard, like, a song here, a song there, and stuff like that. And I was like, man, we got too many babies. We got too many babies. So, I heard the album. I fucking love the album. I fucking love it. I think my favorite song on it is the song with Chance and Gucci Mane. And I think that dude is YK Osiris. I think that's his name. Boy, I could be fucking up this dude's name. But that is probably my favorite song on the album. When he's talking about it, it sounds like some gospel. And then the song with the Migos. Of course, intro is probably the best song on the album. Right? But the songs that I play repetitively is intro, the song with the gospel song with Chance, when he said a song, some gospel, Raw Shit with the Migos, and I think it's Pop Shit with no, it's Raw with the Migos and Pop Shit with Kevin Gates. Those are my favorite songs on the album. That shit is so fucking fire, dog. That is so amazing to me. That album is, I think, is really good. I really fuck with the baby like that. Like, if you go back to last year and told me I've been listening to his whole project, I listened to it on the way to work the other day. I went in Zen mode the other day because I just realized I was late to work and just was like, you know what? Fuck it. If I'm late, I'm just late. Not even trying to, drive fast to get there. I did a little bit under the speed limit the whole time because I was like, fuck it. If I'm late, why I'm trying to get there a little early? Nah, I just stay extra. You know what I'm saying? But that album was amazing. If y'all haven't listened to it, go check it out because I really fuck with that album. Two, Kevin Gates. I'm from New Orleans. I was actually late to Kevin Gates. I was late to Kevin Gates because I came to him when I started coming back to when I came back here for high school. Like the last 2 years of high school that I had, I came back here and I was like, oh, everybody was talking about Kevin Gates. Everybody was like, Kevin Gates, Kevin Gates. And I was just like, nah, nigga, I don't think Kevin Gates for me, cause like, I wasn't even super into music at that time. It was more of football, sports, everything else, video games. Music was kind of on the back burner. I ain't even used to play music a lot. But then as time started to progress, boy got a little depressed and music started being a way for me to cope with different shit. And I got through my shit, I handled my shit. And then I started to become a real music head. Like, I always loved R&B. R&B is probably my first love. Rap is second, and soul music, all of that. Right, but I was a little late on Kevin Gates because everybody down here was already listening to Kevin Gates, and I was just like, oh shit. And then I started really getting into Kevin Gates music. I started really listening to it. So every time he dropped an album, I make sure I listen to it because I really fuck with his music. And this one is no fucking different. Good album from Kevin Gates. I don't know what else to say. I actually prefer this would. Kevin Gates never has a lot of features on his albums. I don't even know if this album had a feature. If it had, like, I think it may have had one feature. Maybe. But that's neither here nor there. The dude always makes great albums. I really fuck with his music. But what I really more or less fuck with more than his music is Kevin Gates the person. Kevin Gates, the person. If y'all haven't seen that interview with Sway, or any interview he does, I would love to meet Kevin Gates one day. I would love to meet Kevin Gates one day because he seems like a very introspective person. Like he seems like he's genuine. He's like. No matter what, this dude can look like the most intimidating nigga. Dude is tall. He big, like he built wise. He big. He buff and shit. And not only that, you know the nigga's rap sheet. You know his rap sheet. So and you hear about all the like, the drug shit, the prison shit, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know his rap sheet, you can be intimidated by that. But he always is like, you speak to him as a man, and he go by energy and shit like that. And he seems like one of the most nicest people in the world. That's the thing. if you ever look at people like fighters and like real gangsters and shit like that. I met a couple, and they not like, they don't put up that front that you know people put up, like to act hard and shit like that. They don't put that front up. And that's what Kevin Gates doesn't put up. Because Kevin Gates don't have to put up that front. He doesn't have to. If you try him at your own peril, basically. And that's what I fuck with about people. People like him. Because they don't put up a front of being an asshole or anything like that. Or trying to be hard in front of your face. Trying to mean mug the shit out of somebody and stuff like that. They don't do stuff like that. They don't do it. They simply know what they can do to somebody. And they're like, why the fuck would I do that? I don't gotta do nothing like that. I'm being me. You know, I'm being happy-go-lucky me. And they can be happy-go-lucky themselves. That's what they want to do. And I really fuck with that, dude. Kevin Gates, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to that Sway Lee interview. And look at when he came up to Everyday Struggle. Another thing on YouTube. Boy, it's a lot. YouTube is a lot of fucking information, yo. But when he's on Everyday Struggle, this was like, I think it was a year ago when he was on Everyday Struggle. Or it may have been like 8 months ago, something like that. When he was on that. And he came up and that he was giggling, he was laughing, dude was joking around, and he was being funny and shit. I was like, yo, that's a dude that, you know, he done seen some of the worst shit, and it may affect him, but he chooses not to let him weigh him down. That's what he chooses. He chooses not to let it weigh him down. And chooses to be positive and chooses not to like snap on people and try to make himself seem harder, as hard as he is. You know what I'm saying? He does that. And I really like Kevin Gates, bro. He makes some great music, and the person, especially with, you know, Breadwinner Association, man. That I really fuck with dude. And he fun. And have y'all go to his Instagram, look at that Alexa shit. That shit had me dying, dude. When he doing the thing for Amazon with Alexa, that shit was funny as hell. And I was like, the only some gangster ass niggas can get away with shit like this. That shit was fucking funny. Damn, I'm cussing a lot. I need to stop that. Lastly, Summer Walker album. Again, I thought it was okay. I like the Janae Aiko song, the song that came out before the album. I think that was Janae's song. I like that song. And then you get to the album, which is Summer Walker's album. I think it was an okay album. I know I wasn't a fan of the short songs and shit like that. I wasn't. Because every time I'm really about to get into some shit and really just like, oh man, she going there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm fucking with this music. And then the song off. And then you're sitting there like, damn. The damn song off, bruh. What we talking about? But I really like that album. So then you go to this album right here. I didn't even know she was dating, I didn't even know she was dating London. London on the track. I didn't even know she was dating him. But he did, that's what my friend told me, he did all the songs on the album. And she was like, yeah, he did all the songs. And I was like, oh. Yeah, I didn't fuck with that album like that. It was okay. Had a couple joints. That was it, but skippable. Her last album wasn't skippable. It was good all the way through. This one, you couldn't skip shit on the Baby album. I didn't skip none of Kevin Gates shit. And this one, I skipped a couple. I played it through. Then I skipped a couple songs. Went to a couple songs I liked and all that. That was about it, bro. That was about it. It wasn't didn't blow me out the water or nothing like that. It was a okay project. Wasn't like the Baby shit. Kevin Gates, always a good project. The Baby was at the really the tip top shit that I was looking at. Plus, I think it was just great. Yeah, how he named it with his dad and all that. That was amazing. I fuck with it. Lastly, before I get out of here and all that, before I send y'all on y'all way, I watched this Revolt panel with Russ and YBN Cordae and two nice young ladies and another guy that had that Juju on the beat song. He said that he did marketing for that and that he owns a record label and shit like that. Real important stuff for up and coming artists. I would advise going and watch that shit. Anything that I say, anything that Russ does, a lot of fucking artists should watch it. I know a lot of people are abrasive by Russ. Russ can come off very abrasive and like a lot of people don't fuck with Russ, but dude really has a lot to say, and y'all should give him a chance with the stuff he has to say because he's an intellectual about shit. He doesn't say it eloquently as a lot of people would. He's to the point. He's like, yo, fuck that shit and stuff like that. He's to the point. He don't really fuck around with the try to be nice words and shit like that. He's more straight lined and not around the bush. And it's about artists, like for the artists. He's for the artists, always for the artists. He wants the artists to have creative control, wants y'all to make y'all money and stuff like that. Plus Cordae, who is one of the best young MCs, period. He's one of the best young MCs, period. Lyrically, Cordae is up there, dog. Lost Boy was the shit. Lost Boy was the shit. Still, my favorite song is that song with him and Anderson .Paak. I still play that shit like constantly. I think I listen to it every day. Man, this has really became more about music than anything. I know I was getting out of here, but it's this song with it's called 2K Baby. The guy's name is 2K something. Man, I don't know. It's something. Hold on. It's called like 2K Baby. His name is 2K Baby. His name is 2K Baby. And the song called is like Old Streets. If you cross my brother, then you cross me. I just listened to that shit today. I've been having it on repeat. I've been having it on repeat. So, damn, I sound country when I said that. But I hope y'all have a beautiful day. Just so y'all know, we're talking football tomorrow. That's the real crutch in tomorrow's one is gonna be football because a lot of this shit is pissing me off. Not with the Patriots, but yeah, with the Patriots and some other shit with these damn television shows. It's aggravating the shit out of me sometimes. But y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all day. Check out that music. It's amazing. Kayla, if you out there, hit me up because boy, I am struggling in the fucking girl department. I think, damn, sometimes I be looking at it, I be like, man, is it just me going through this bullshit? I be thinking like, man, it's just me going through this. Like, brother just wants some loving shit to happen. Oh man, hold up. Hold up. Before we leave here, my ex sent me some bullshit. She was fucking around. She fucking around, and this shit right here. If I was petty, I would do some petty shit. But I ain't petty, so I ain't gonna do no petty shit. So I check on her periodically to make sure she's okay and everything's all right. Cause I told her that's what I want to do, because I wanted to limit our interaction so it'd be easier for her to move on and stuff like that. And I was like, what would, cause she kept saying, if we keep talking a lot, because we'll talk a couple times a week. And she was like, but I don't want to stop talking to you. That's what she was telling me. She was like, I don't want to stop talking to you because I love talking to you and shit like that. But then again, it'll stunt my growth if we keep talking and how we're talking, but I don't want us to stop. So I was like, okay, how about this? How about we limit it and we just check and see how each other's doing through the week, maybe twice a week. We just send a couple texts out there, what's going on, like how's everything with work, anything going on, making sure nothing serious going on, right? All right, so we've been doing that, and then that slowly has dissipated into like checking in like once a week and being like, yeah. So then she talks to me, right, about the other guy that she was talking to. I was like, yo, that is good. You talking to somebody else, that's good. And she was like, he's not conversationalist, yada, yada, yada. I think I may have talked about this on a podcast and all that. But I was like, I wanted to say, you're not really a conversationalist either. It took a long time for us to be able to really converse and to talk to each other like how easy it became to talk to each other. You know, like it was easy. It took some work for it to become that easy. Because the first couple months was a damn headache. It was a headache for me to try to get her to open up like that and to talk to me like regular. Like she'd be talking to somebody that she known for years. It took a lot. It took months till we got there. And that's why it became so easy for us to fall back into it and became like, if we'll be talking for 2 hours, it felt like 10, 15 minutes, you know? So she was like, he doesn't talk that well and all that. And I'm like, you got to realize you got to put in the work for it to, for like, to get somebody that's not a conversationalist to be a conversationalist. Especially when y'all don't see each other that often, you have to put in the work for that to happen. To get somebody to talk like that. Especially when you're not a conversationalist, it's 10 times harder. So I can imagine how hard it was for me. And it was fucking difficult. Because I love to talk. So it was difficult. So to get her to get to that point, it was difficult. And she's not a conversationalist. So when you get somebody else that is also not a conversationalist, to try to make that work is some shit. It can work, but it's gonna take an extreme amount of precision and practice at it. Because you, especially if you want it to work, because it can be easy for two people like that to be like, the fucking connection just isn't there, we're not fucking with it. You can't talk, I don't wanna talk because you can't talk and you're not coming up with shit, so fuck it. That shit is easy to do. But when you really sit there and you want to try it out and stuff like that, it can be hard. So I told her, like, you got to work at it and shit like that, and it's going to be fine. And do you want to work at it? And she was like, yes, I do. I was like, then you have to sit there and you have to go through it, and y'all have to find y'all have to navigate y'all ways through it. And how can y'all work it around y'all schedules? Also helps with that, people, is seeing the person in person, right? Or FaceTiming them. Don't just always call. And sometimes text is ass, especially in a situation like this. Because texting can be like, what you doing? Chilling. What you doing? Chilling. You watching anything? Yeah, I'm watching something. You see how boring that was? Y'all damn near fell asleep right there. Alright? That shit can be bad. But when you see him in person, it's more of a personal connection, and you can talk more, and you can, and you're not just about to be quiet with somebody's looking you in the eyes. I no matter how much you want to be quiet, you're not about to be quiet with somebody looking you in the eyes. That's just not about to happen. So, after we got done talking about all that and everything, and like I said, our talking has become limited and shit like that. She checks on me, I check on her. And then she texted me. She was like, "Hey babe, it's been like 2 weeks since we had that conversation, right?" I sent back, I was like, "Oh, you got a bae now." I was like, "Yo, that's what's up." And she was like, "Yeah, that's what's up." I was like, "Yo, okay. Listen, I'm like, so everything must have worked out." I'm like, "That's good." Oh, and then when we were talking about the guy, I was like, "Now you can help me in my situation whenever I need you. Because I'm there for you in your situation, you can help me for mine." And she was like, "Fuck no. I never want to hear about no chicks that you're talking to." I'm like, "But I just helped you. You can do the same and help me at times when I need it." I wouldn't call her, of course, because that'd just be some bullshit. I would just do it just to fuck with her sometimes, but that neither here nor there. So she texts me, "Hey babe." I said, "Oh, you got a boo." I'm like, "Oh, you got a babe." I'm like, "Everything must be good." And she was just like, "Yeah, everything good." She was just like, "Yeah, okay." That's just worried with the thing. She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yo, that's what's up." And she was like, "Thank you." I was like, "Oh shit, here we go. Here we go. That must be the shit. That must be the shit." Now, if I was petty, I would have waited like 5 days or something and sent some fuck shit to her, stuff like that. But I didn't. I didn't. I was mature, and I just texted her days later. I was like, "How you doing? How's work?" She said, "Everything's good." I said, "Cool." Kept it at that. See that? I'm a very nice person. I try to be. I try to be. But yeah, that's what I was doing. But I wish y'all nothing but the best. Also, I told a couple of my friends that. They was like, "Man, fuck that bitch." It was like, "Nah, she sent that shit to you on fucking purpose, dog. She sent that shit to you on purpose to try to get back at your ass and stuff like that." Niggas like, "Nah, man, fuck that hoe." I was like, "Nah, bro. She's not that type. Hopefully, she's not that type." Because I know women, sometimes y'all can be petty. And sometimes, as niggas, we can be petty too. All right? We all can be petty. We all can be petty. But it's whether you try to be petty or try to be better. We got that out. Damn. Kayla, if you're out there, I'm wrapping this shit up. All right? It's 2 a.m. in the world. Okay, I'm just calling the episode that, just so y'all know. Kayla, if you out there, hit me up because boy, I'm going through it over here. Shit ain't sweet. All right, shit is not sweet, Kayla. I could use somebody like you in my life. But y'all have a good one. Y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all day. Instead, y'all listen to all my bullshit struggles. Hopefully, y'all have better situations than mine. Shit gets real. Y'all have a beautiful day. Remember, Kayla, Deuce. Y'all know how we end this. Everything is what it is. Y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.